we are back! Again. Another Friday. Another fucking episode, baby!
Hope everyone had a good week.
Because I had a great one. Hey. Welcome back to Two Deep Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk about what happened on the day the last episode was released, because I don't think this... Sorry. We have notes written down about what we're going to talk about. I didn't realize what V was in the introduction, but here we are. Yeah, I was going to say that's a good event to start off with, because something happened to my co-host here, which almost threw me off when I got the text messages. I get a text message saying, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play because we had a game that day. Because he called me and then he said that. And I was like, bro, what's this guy flaking about? He's going out.
Flaking. I was like, I'm not like that.
Yeah, I thought this guy was going to pull a Juan, like he's going to flake or something. And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, and then tells me what happened.
So,
basically,
just unfortunate, right? I've been working on this one project that's at work for about, I don't know, 5-6 months now. Long and short of it is, we have to move equipment, one of our process equipment from one location to another in the plant.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different parts, big, heavy equipment. One of them is on a frame, and it's called the Cyclone. That's like the part of it. It separates shit. Really cool. But it's too tall to make it through some of the doorways. Like, even though they're big, like, dock gate size doorways, it's like 12 feet tall. So it's not getting through them. So we had to bring it down, angle it down, and put a forklift on either side in order to maneuver it through that way. So we basically had to make a straight, a left turn, 90 degrees, and then straight. So we get it down, we strap it, we get C-clamps, it's all on, seems like it's on. We make it down the first straight okay. And now I'm standing right at the corner. As they're making the turn, as you will find out, an arm's length away from this thing. And as the first forklift is turning, right? It's hard to explain without visual, but as the forklift that's going backwards is turning, the Cyclone itself, because it's also so long, isn't turning with it, because it isn't like hooked onto it. It's like laying on straps that are securing it. So as it's turning, the forks are going left, but the Cyclone is still kind of turning straight, and it's turning at a slower rate. So part of the frame slips off away from me, or I see it start to slip off of the frame. Now, this all happens in like 1 second, to where I see it and it hits the ground, right? So I see it slipping, my instincts kick in, my right hand shoots out to grab it, to try to keep it on the forklift, but this thing's like 800 pounds. I'm not like, you know, but like, I didn't have time to think. My reaction, as I'm a fucking goalie for all my life, is to not let something drop, fucking catch it. I do it all the time at my house. I'll knock something like with my shoulder, it'll fall, and I'll fucking quickly react and I'll catch it. And I do that a lot, and I feel great when I fucking do it, because I'm like, fuck yeah, I didn't let that shit. Like, it means absolutely nothing. I just have good reaction times. That's it. But in this situation, not something that I can stop. I reach out, grab it, doesn't stop, continues to fall, and rips my finger, the top of my knuckle, my right pointer finger's knuckle, like, flaps off. Now, I'm wearing, like, heavy-duty gloves.
Wait, what ripped off? Like,
this.
You didn't see the picture?
No, I didn't.
Bro, what?
You're on my. You never watched my Snap story?
Dude, I didn't have Snap at that point.
Oh, yeah. What?
Or no, I didn't have you on
Snap. So this kid didn't even see it yet. All right, I'm pulling it up right. So this is what it looked like before the stitches.
Oh.
And this whole, like, you is a flap. That's like a quarter thick of my entire finger. And that was up and over.
Ooh.
But mind you, I was wearing like very good gloves. Like not bullshit latex or some cotton gloves. Like these were like plasticky type shit, like construction gloves. And
that when saved at first your finger or no?
Yeah, definitely. If I wasn't wearing those gloves, it probably would have fucking taken it clean off. Regardless, always wear your PPE, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless. Yep. What shocked me was that I felt the sensation of, like, my finger being crushed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I didn't feel, like, a sharp pain at all. Yeah. And when I looked at my glove, there wasn't any real severe damage to my glove. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a slit, but it didn't go all the way through. So I was like, oh, like, it probably just got, like, smushed. Yeah. But I was wiggling it around, and, like, I could still move it. It just, like, whatever. And, like, everyone's, like, I don't even react. Like, I'm not freaking out. I'm not screaming. I'm not crying. Like, I'm straight-faced. Yeah, like, damn. Like, and everyone's like, are you okay? I'm like, because everyone saw me rip my hand away real quick and, like, grab it. But they were like, oh, like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. So I'm chilling there for a little bit. And, like, after 5 seconds, I'm like, all right, let me just look at my finger. So I take my glove off, and it's flapped off. And, like, nobody's watching, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I fucking put the glove on. Because, mind you, again, this was the whole context. I've been working on this shit for, like, 5-6 months.
Yeah.
And this is the first day we're actually starting to move the shit. And this happened at 10 o'clock, right? I'm like, I can't leave now. Like, this is my project. I'm the point guy. Like, I'm directing everything. I'm the one who knows everything. Yeah. I'm telling people what to do. This can't be happening to me, right? So I just put the glove on. I'm like, honestly, it doesn't hurt that bad. Whatever. I'm chilling. We're walking. Everything keeps going, right? And I look down and, like, it's bleeding through my glove. And I'm like, all right. Like, and I literally, when I took my glove off, I looked at it for, like, a second. And I was like, I can't look at that anymore. And I put it on because I didn't want anyone else to see either. So I walk to the bathroom. I take it off. I inspect myself a little bit more. I rinse it under the water. And I'm like, damn, like, this is fucking bad, bro. Like, it's a huge chunk, and like that picture, this picture I showed you doesn't do it justice because it just looks like
it goes in there,
but you can see it's like a scoop, dude. It's like a scoop,
and I'm it's like, such a weird angle, too.
It is, bro. And I'm like,
it's like under the fingernail,
yeah. So I go get a Band-Aid quietly, put it around, get a new set of gloves. I throw those gloves in the trash can. I get a new set of gloves. I'm like, I'm gonna just go to the hospital after work, like, I'm just fucking deal with it. Bleeds through the Band-Aid and my new set of gloves. And at that point, I'm like, all right, I probably need some help. So, again, I don't even really feel the pain still because I have a lot of adrenaline and whatever. So I go up to my boy, safety coordinator. I'm like, he's like, how's your finger? I'm like, it's not good, bro. He's like, really? I'm like, how bad? He's like, it's fucking bad, dude. It's really bad. So he takes me into his supervisor's office. I show him. He starts to wrap it up. As he's wrapping it up, two other managers come in. They see it. They're like, you got to go to the clinic. Horrible experience at the fucking clinic. Fuck Ironbound Medical Center, you fucking pussies. And my girl tried to defend them, but this is fucking ridiculous because everyone at work agrees with me. But just because Andrea's a nurse, you know, she's got to protect her people, so I understand it.
Oh, she works there.
No. She's just a nurse. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, becoming a nurse.
Yeah.
Regardless, I get there at 10:30. They call in advance, right? We have, like, and we have, like, a thing with them that this is where we go to if something like this happens.
Newark shit is always a mess.
Listen, it's not, it's a fucking mess. So they're like, listen, we have a guy ripped some skin off his finger and needs stitches. He's coming in. They're like, okay. Get there at 10:30, right? They don't even look at my finger, right? They're telling me to sit down and start doing paperwork. I'm like, all right, whatever. My friend does the paperwork. The lady comes, because I'm like, can you, like, look at... Because when I get up there, I'm like, can you look at it? Like, can you... Because this is severe. You know what I'm saying? Doctor comes out. She doesn't, like, inspect it at all. She, like, I show her, because I'm wrapping it up in a fucking napkin. Like, I show her, she just sees it like this, which doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
Right? It could just be a cut. And she's like, go sit down. We'll be with you. I'm in the waiting room for 2 hours. Just chilling there for 2 hours. They take me back to the, one of the patient rooms. I'm in there for a whole nother hour before she comes in and has me dip my finger in some solution to clean it. I'm dipping it for 30 minutes, and then she comes in. So I don't get stitched up for three
did she, and did a they half, not well, see how four from when it was?
This is what I'm saying, bro. And at some point, I was in the room during that extra hour. I walk out because, no cap, the tip of my finger started going numb, like tingly and numb. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm getting scared. I go out. I'm like, when am I going to be seen? Because my finger's getting numb and I'm getting really scared. You know what the fucking front desk, fat fucking bitch, told me? Go back in the room and the doctor will come and when she comes. 4 hours until I got stitches for this shit, bruh. But when the doctor did come, she was a very nice lady and she stitched me up nice. She did a very good job. It's healing great.
What did she say when she saw it?
She just kind of did the stitches, you know? She didn't really have any comments. And, like, I was asking her questions like, what's going to happen? And, you know, this, that, and the other. And she was like, oh, well, there's a chance that... Well, because I made a comment like, oh, like, good thing there's still a flap so that she could stitch it back up instead of, like, a whole scoop out. And she goes, well, actually, it's worse if there's a flap because there's a chance that the skin doesn't take and it dies. So that had me freaking out because the next day when I cleaned it, I saw a purple ring around the outer edge of the flap. And it was pretty dark, so I didn't know if it was black or purple or whatever. So I was freaking out. I was like, wow, my fucking finger's dying. I'm going to need a skin graft. It's beans. But I'm healing fine now. It doesn't really hurt that much. And we moved all the turbos and it works. We'll be testing it tomorrow.
Hey, you're back in work, so.
Yeah, I was back at work. I went back to work right after and I stayed there until like 6:30 because I was gone for four hours. But...
Fuck, man.
And that the whole moving process is a whole nother deal. I actually just talked to Roberto on the phone. Shout out Roberto Adamson. Fucking
wait, full name, why'd Roberto you talk Adamson to him, Hernandez. Though? Just about.
Well,
it.
We were just talking today, and I was like, I'm busy. I'll tell you what I'm doing later. And I just told him about the relocation project.
Nice.
Kid's doing great.
Yeah, standard.
He's at at a master's school, the one that Albert Einstein went to.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Whatever. We had a big event also this past week before we get into our main topic. You've seen him all the time on every single one of our posts.
I didn't do that. I'm sorry.
I know.
I was busy, though.
It's fine. And I forgot, too, to remind you. So, but you've seen him all the time. He's in every single one of our posts.
Oh, wait. We haven't done the Bruce.
Let's crack these open while we're saying this. Every single time. He was on the potty, Jose Arimas, from the deep, where we got it from. It was his birthday, and big shout out. We wouldn't be here without you.
Yep, exactly. This is a whole segment, 65 episodes now, and you've been part of every single one.
He literally has been. But the beer for this week is German, and I do not know how to pronounce it, so I'm going to type it into Google Translate and see what we can do.
Franziskaner Weissbier. Franziskaner Weissbier. Franziskaner Weissbier.
I want to know how to... Oh.
Just look up Franziskaner.
Oh, wait. I actually typed it already. So I'm just going to copy and paste it. But this is a German beer. Can you tell us a little bit more about it, Paul? I'm looking this up.
Okay, so what we're looking at here, probably a standard percentage, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think these beers say that. Okay, ready?
Yes, they do. 5%.
5%? All right.
Franziskaner Weissbier Naturtap.
That's Weissbier. The beer we're having.
Franziskaner Weissbier Naturtap.
Sam's probably shitting in his bed right now. He didn't even cheers, dick.
That's good. Sorry.
Ooh. Ew. I don't know.
You don't like it?
I had a weird aftertaste.
I like this. We're going to have a score discrepancy here. I like this.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Oof. I'm not a fan.
Really?
My score.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I feel like this like reminds me of Allagash White.
What? Yes. You did not just fucking compare these two.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. If you
First off, this isn't even a Belgian white.
I have Allagash White all the time. This reminds me of it. In taste. Yeah.
I have the ranking. This is clear.
It's a
rookie
this.
Score for me.
I like this.
You got it? You got your rank?
3, 2, 1. 7-2.
Flat 6.
I'm sticking with 7-2. I like this. I like this beer.
I don't know. 7.2 and a 6.
6.0, flat.
6, just a straight 6.
Alright, okay. Well, back into the gist of it. I guess we could get into the juice now. What are we?
Yeah, so we talked about many different educational videos where we've portrayed ourselves to be experts.
We are experts.
Politics. What else? That's about it.
I mean, like...
No, there's another one.
The big pharma, the medical industry. Yes.
That was one.
Science.
Science.
Religion. We're theologists. We are scientists. We are engineers.
What's the religious...
Theologists.
That's what that is? Yeah. Okay, well, I'm fucking stupid. What haven't we talked about that's very... Something that is in... The school system.
I don't know. What haven't we talked about?
Well, that would be sexual education.
We forgot to mention that we've spoken about education as well. And it's
yes. But a.k.a. sex ed. Which sex may or may not be the title of this episode.
Okay.
Probably not.
First things first. At what age do you think... What age did you learn about sex? Did you get sex ed? Do you know what grade you were in?
It was in, I want to say, high school.
What? No way. That's the first time you ever heard...
Okay, no. Track back.
No, I'm talking
elementary
about...
Elementary school.
Yeah.
My PE teacher, Mr. fucking... This is a brain blast for me. Mr. Johnson... All the guys sat with him, and all the girls sat with a girl, female teacher.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the penis diagrams and shit.
No.
High school. But
I'm talking about the first time you talk about, like, sex.
Oh, my. This is going to be a great fucking episode. So, yeah, Mr. Johnson sat us down and just fucking talked to us about, like, the penis and puberty and...
Yeah.
And not necessarily...
Yeah, but do you remember what grade was it in?
Ah, God.
Because I know mine was
it
like...
It had to be like fourth or fifth,
yeah, that's same for me. Fourth or fifth, I remember doing this shit.
But I don't really remember the discussion. I do remember the moment just because you like pried my brain a little bit. But that was... Yeah, we all sat down. We asked him questions and stuff. And like we thought it was funny, but you know, he... He was keeping it serious, and I loved him. Everyone thought he was a celebrity. Like when we were at lunch, like we would all be sitting in the cafe. And mind you, my class was 59 people.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Wrightstown Elementary School, smallest elementary school in the district. Shout out Ravens. Fucking love that place. But anytime we were sitting in the cafeteria and he would, like, come in... The whole cafeteria would just erupt.
Really?
Mr. Johnston, yeah! And he'd fucking be walking, peace signs, and fucking waving at people. This guy was a legend.
That's usually how the teachers are, though, right?
I came back from college one time, and I saw... Because we have a very tight-knit community. It's not a very big city. Or a town, I should say. But I saw him at my local CVS, and I was just caught up with him. And he remembered me in it. And everything. Call me
a
by
lot of
my
those.
Name.
I had a super small school. I was crazy. Actually, I went to a Catholic school.
Most Sacred Heart, it closed down the year I graduated. So I was the last graduating class. Mind you, my older brother graduated from there. My aunt and my dad. So there was a teacher there, Miss Persico, who taught all of us. And she taught my sister, who is younger than me, but my sister obviously had to transfer because the school closed down. Whatever. Going back on topic, we ended up having sex at 4th or 5th grade, and I remember like they were just
like consistently, because that only happened.
No. It was just like a. I think it was like a class, like one class period or something, where we just kind of went through it.
It was like an hour, like and a you 30 learned about it. Hour long discussion.
Yeah. No. Like we. I forgot exactly what we did for it, but I remember I was always the clown, like, you know, like laughing about it, like, you know, thought it was fucking funny. Because, you know, the thing is, like, it's right, it's at that age where, especially for boys, you're right, you're almost at puberty, so, like, you haven't hit it yet, so you really don't feel that, like, although you do start to kind of, that's the age where maybe you start getting, like, liking girl. Not yet, right? It was, for me, like...
No, six, I liked girls, but it's not in that way. It's not in the sex way.
Yeah,
it's just you think they're cute and you want to hold their hand. Yeah, well, no, like, no. Like, a hug is, well, like, that's what, the craziest thing ever.
Well, that's, like, 6th grade that hit. 7th grade is when I started
middle
becoming...
middle school is starting
the sex. Like, that's where you start,
when,
like...
When did you have your first kiss?
It was a while, dude. I had mine going into 9th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
I was before you. Wow. I thought I was late too. Mine was 8th grade.
Yeah, mine was going into 9th grade.
And I was like late. I was like the last one in my friend group.
I don't know if I was like in comparison to others. I forgot. But it was with the girl who I saw transferred into my class into 6th grade. Wow. Very good friend of mine now. I haven't spoken to her in a while, but like we were very close, and I mean, we kept a good relationship. She was my first girlfriend times two. We dated twice.
Oof.
Once in 7th grade for a brief period of time, because she transferred in 6th grade. 7th grade, we started dating for like 2 months. That was a bullshit middle school relationship. Never kissed her then, which is funny, but like then I dated her again from like 8th grade, like summer into 9th grade, and then we broke up in like 9th grade. But we had a very, and she was my first kiss. But like it was like after that, obviously that's like freshman year, and then like.
When did you have the birds and the bees talk with your parents?
Never.
Never.
I never had the birds and the bees talk.
I don't remember what.
I never had it. Talk. I'll tell you this though. I'll tell you this is the one thing my mother told me. My father doesn't give a fuck about this shit.
Yeah.
My mother told me when she was driving me to go see my, like, when I was younger, my like ex girlfriend. She was driving me. She's like, please, like if you have sex, like use a condom, please. That was it. It's the only thing I got. Ever for my family. Everything else, sex ed, was for my friends and from the fucking internet.
Yeah.
From fucking porn.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how I learned. Well, and I knew that much before that conversation I had with my mother. Well, it wasn't a conversation, just a comment.
A comment. No, my birds and the bees talk with my parents is really funny because, like, I forget how it came up. I forget how we started talking about it, and I don't know how old I was. Or I don't remember, at least. But my... I think I was like, oh, like, I don't want to have this conversation because, similar to you, like, I had already had prior knowledge from friends and the internet and school and everything like that. So, like, my mom and my dad, like, asked me questions. What is a penis? And I started dying laughing, and they're like, no, like, we're serious. Like, if you know what it is, tell me. And then, what is a vagina? What are boobs? What is sex?
I gotta tell you a funny ass story though.
And like, I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I'll tell you
that
this.
That was my talk.
So my mom was changing my little sister's diaper in front of me when I was 6 or 7. And then, so she's changing my little sister's diaper, right? Mind you, I've never seen a vagina in my life before at that age. dude, I saw, you know, obviously, like, I'm changing my, help my mom change my little sister's diaper. My mom takes off her diaper, and I go, oh my God! And then she, and then I go, you want to know the best part? I always had, like, a solution in my head for everything. I go, oh, those are her lungs. Okay.
What?
And, like, my mom's like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my, how old were you?
Like, 6 or 7.
Oh, okay. That's funny as
fuck. No, because, like, then, when I was younger, like, my mom's like, I went to my mom, like, when she was pregnant with my sister. I asked her, I was like, how do you get pregnant? And my mom's like, didn't know what to say. Like,
her lungs.
And then I was like, oh, wait, I know. The angels put it in there.
Oh,
and then my mom's like, yeah. You know, the classic.
The classic. No, I mean,
like,
you don't know at that age, though.
Yeah, and, like, you know, I understand my mom's not going to tell me that shit when I'm 6 or 7, you know? Like, you're still too young to hear that, but.
But there is a certain point where people believe you are too young to know.
Well, I was going to ask you your opinion first before we get into this. Like, how old do you think people should be when they have that conversation? Do you think you heard it at the right age, like in school?
I would say definitely needs to be prior to middle school. It needs to be prior to puberty.
Yeah.
For sure. And most kids hit that around, like,
yeah, like 12. Like 6th, 7th grade, yeah.
So it should be done in elementary school for sure, so that they're prepped about
late
it.
Late elementary school, yeah.
Maybe and a like, follow-up
and just,
in middle
just
school.
Like talking, like just to talk about it. Because like if you go, I think if you go through, like.
But not like a scare tactic type shit.
Yeah, just like this is what happens. Yeah. And I don't think it should be.
Like tell them about STDs, tell them about pregnancy.
Well, I don't think that, condoms. I don't think you need to. I think it's important.
No, because no, I mean.
I don't think you need to tell them about that.
I guess that is kind of a. No,
I think you need to tell them, this is the extent you go at that age. I think you go. This is how, like, babies are made. This is pregnancy. It's done penis with a vagina. Like, this is
ejaculation.
It. Yeah, and that's just how it is. Like, you just have to go into that. Because I don't think you need to go into sex ed. Because realistically, majority of kids, no one's having sex in like, rarely anyone.
Yeah.
How many people do you know were having sex in middle school?
A few.
Like,
but they're the rarest.
They're the rarest. And all the people that I know who had sex in middle school... It's scary if I told you where they are now.
Yeah.
So, how they ended up. So, if we're talking like, you know, I don't think that needs to be had until health class.
In high school.
Where I had it. I think I got it good where it was like ninth grade. You're going into high school. It's the new environment. Everyone's, you know, that's where you have that discussion. Because that's where you start really. Because like... Majority of the time, oftentimes, girls aren't going to have sex. Like, dudes are ready to think they're ready to have sex, like, once they start jerking off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, girls are never really ready until, like, high school at some point, you know? And really, the age of consent, if you're going legally, is 16. So, that's like...
I heard all girls cry when they lose their virginity. Have you ever heard that?
No, but the funny thing, I'll tell you this, I've never taken a girl's virginity.
Really?
Never. Swear.
Interesting.
Which is like it's interesting, and for anyone who's
like, which makes sense why then you haven't heard that before.
Yeah. Well, I didn't believe it. You know?
Yeah, but that's true.
Is it true?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I'm gonna find this out.
I mean, maybe not every girl, but...
I feel like
it's
possible.
Could you imagine just like having sex and then afterwards the girl just starts crying?
Sorry, hang on. I want to figure.
There's no percentage. You're not going to find statistics online for this.
I'm not looking it up.
What do you... Oh. He has an informant. Regardless, I think that at some point, though, probably in middle school, you need to start bringing up STDs because that's another reason to wear a condom.
You could contact your informant, too. Or did you have this discussion already?
No, I haven't had that discussion. Ask her.
She's going to happen.
Let's find out.
Tell me.
She's at work, though, so she might not answer for a little.
Well, if she sees it, I'm sure she'll be entertained. I think it's... Listen. So what were you getting at? Sorry, I was...
STDs, when should that be introduced? I said middle school, yeah. Because once you get to high school... No,
high school, like right off the bat, health class... Freshman year, you have the health class first, and you fucking go through it.
Yeah, but the health class is more detailed.
No, like, one's having... Yeah, but... And then you talk about it in health class. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but
you could bring up the idea of STDs.
Yeah, but here's another point to make. I mean, no one has an STD in middle school. That's when people are losing their virginity. Let's be honest. No one's a Some thought in middle school. Some people are born with herpes.
Like, if your mother has herpes?
Yeah, but then, like, but that, yeah, but and also, she has like,
an outbreak and also, it but, could be transferred yeah, to
but,
you.
Yeah, but that could also be transmitted through kissing, so, like.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, yeah, that but happens, it's still but, an like, STD, it's, though. Yeah, but it's different. It's not. It's
but
not,
kissing, but there's two types of herpes, though. There's genital, and then there's, like, mouth sores. And they're different. You know what I'm saying? So, just because you get that, but you could get genital herpes if, let's say, for instance, your mother has an outbreak of genital herpes as she's giving birth, and for whatever the reason, like, it gets in... She did?
No, I'm figuring out, because I got asked the question. Okay, absolutely not in the moment. I don't think
okay, most not,
girls but, do.
Okay.
Wait, this is... But she's going into later, though.
Okay.
Because she said, you mean in the moment or later, and I said both.
Yeah. At some point, they cry because they lost their virginity.
I'm finding out right
now. I would say within the day. Because some girls might not want to cry when they're with the guy.
Yeah, but they're not in the moment.
As soon as they're alone and they're thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? And they're thinking about how they just lost their innocence and shit. They get emotional and cry.
It could be a struggle, but tears mean it's drastic. Huh?
Like, they could be upset, but as soon as they start crying about it, that's, like, more severely emotionally damaging. But I think another interesting topic that is questionable as to when it should be brought up in school is, as we live in the 21st century and you have the increase of homosexual information... And yes. Acceptance.
This is the real...
You have things like...
Controversy.
The Don't Say Gay Bill.
Okay, yeah. Let's get into that.
And whether or not you should be able to talk about these types of things...
Like that gay people exist as...
To kids. Now, at what... This is what, Florida?
Yeah, this is Florida.
This is Florida.
And this isn't the Don't Say Gay...
It's it not was the labeled name of the bill, the don't, yes. It's just the slang.
People call it the yeah. Don't Say Gay Bill because they're idiots. And you know, they want it to have a stigma. But if you're telling me that a second this grader... Or a third grader, I'll gladly have yours.
I might go grab the last coffee one.
Yeah. It's going to put you to sleep, though. Okay, yeah, so she said later on,
yeah.
Because of the motion, like, you know, mm-hmm. it's yeah, more likely, but, okay.
Confirmed.
So, I don't know if that means all of them, but with the Don't Say Gay Bill, it's just talking about children, I believe, under third grade and under, being taught about gay, like, homosexuals and gays.
Well, it's the fact that they're not allowed to teach that.
Yeah, now... Florida's banning that.
Yeah.
But here's my thing about it. It's like, I agree with the bill because under, like, in third grade, the hell are we talking about? Is there any conversations about marriage anyway? Rarely. If you're in a Catholic school, maybe, because you're going over, like, the sacraments or whatever, you yeah. know, like that kind of stuff. Like, kind of stuff you would do in CCD, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking, like, in your regular classes or in a public school, you don't sit there, you don't say, like, oh, the, so, like, you don't sit there and talk about, like, oh, well, a woman supposed to marry a man and this, that, and
is that also involved in that bill that they can't talk about? They have to, like, men marry women and fuck women and shit like that.
No, they don't say anything about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's not discussed.
Here's the thing. It's like, well, the thing is, none of that's happening anyway. Like, no one's given, I don't think it's happening where people are having this kind of talk with yeah. kids earlier than when we mentioned. And maybe in that case, which is older than what the bill says, right? Once you're older, fourth, fifth grade, you have this conversation. You could say, like, okay, well, there's this. There's some people are gay. But you could also mention, like, listen, yeah, whatever. Some people are gay, and you know, that also exists. But also, like, you know, that they don't, like, you make babies with a woman and a man. You can't have babies female, male and male, mm-hmm. whatever. Obviously, there's like the other methods, but that's like scientific. That's later on down, right? The way that you could do, like, with a surrogate or whatever, you know, methods there are, right? Or adoption. Or, well, I mean, you learn about adoption. But regardless, like, I mean, I don't think there's a need for children to learn about this kind of, like, we don't need to indoctrinate children with, like all this information. This is why our school systems are going down the tubes. Because we're valuing this kind of pointless shit for little kids. Like, I'm not talking about that, right? We're talking about, like, sex ed for, like, young kids. We don't need to talk about that. Like, this is all, like, the transgender people talking about, like, promoting like children being able to, like, decide. You know, they want to learn so that they could decide
at a young age,
and they shouldn't decide at a young age because
they don't have the mental capacity
to they can't make that decision when you're going through puberty. How many times, I can't tell you how many girls I know who went through a phase where they were quote-unquote pansexual or asexual or bisexual, right? No problem, right? But they went through a phase of that, right? And then they look back and they go, oh, I was such an idiot. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, and they don't have any. And the thing is like, and that's like in middle school we're talking, middle school. So it's almost crazy to me that you're going to tell young kids about this stuff when, like, even people, like, kids in middle school, we still can't fucking decide what's going on.
Yeah, so you know? I think that it's an interesting point. I think it's important for people at a young age because I'm of the mindset, be who you want to be, and we've talked about this before, be who you want to be, just don't force it upon me. Right? As soon as it starts affecting my life, then I'll get upset. If you're going to throw fucking, you know...
Let me add a quick question, and then you can continue.
Okay.
What about... It's you, but what about, like, your children? Because that's
the problem. No, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. And I feel like I would promote that to my children as well. Like, you have to allow people to believe what they want to believe. If you believe you're a transgender, I'm not going to try to tell you you're wrong. I know we have very different viewpoints on that specifically, but... I'm not going to say, like, that doesn't exist. Or if you want to be fucking gender fluid and non-binary, all this bullshit, whatever. Okay. It doesn't affect me. I don't give a shit. Just don't force it down my throat. So, I think that it's hard for young people who have a very big imagination and are very creative... In that you have,
you're getting information. You play,
right? You play, like, yeah, it's all you fucking pretend that you're a fucking pirate, and you literally think you're a fucking pirate for that 2 hours you're playing with your friends, fucking all this bullshit, mm-hmm. whatever. So if you start to promote at a young age that they have the ability to choose what they want to be. A child can just take that idea
and say, and like, run yeah, with it. like, because you I know how many girl. How many times do you see kids who like are like want to be a act like a pirate or exactly. act like a race like 20 or like mean, a professional soccer player like 24/7.
That doesn't mean they're actually a pirate.
Yeah,
But if you start to like incorporate this in the school system where they're learning about all these different, you know, sexualities and genders and all this shit, then there's more of a chance that they're going to be confused in themselves. Like, I might get slack, but you're a guy or you're a girl, right? As you grow up and you discover yourself, and maybe you find that you just feel like you're a girl if you were born a male, or you feel like you have no sex at all, or this, that, and the other, then you talk to people about it. And that's what I'm saying, is that I feel like they should be informed.
Yeah.
Especially in today's age, that these people exist.
Yeah.
And that it is okay for these people to exist, so that we start to rid the stigma against gay people and the LGBT, all that shit. Because I don't think it's fair for them to be hated, or for them to be unfairly judged because of their sexual preference or gender or whatever. But it shouldn't be taught like how these people...
This shouldn't be
choose. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
This shouldn't be taught to little kids. Or
going into specifics. Like, listen, you know, like, it's not like it used to be marriages between a guy and a girl. You know, you say, you know, you find who you love. It doesn't matter who they are. If you love them and they love you back, you can have marriage
and
together.
I think that, and this is another point that I made. You really don't know.
Is you need a male and a female.
I think when you're going through
to have a child
through information and hormone overload, it's really difficult to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if there's an argument for, I think, you know, people talk about like transgender arguments. I know we're kind of slipping over to that.
41 minutes already.
I think when we're I realized that when I looked at the clock. So when we're slipping into that territory of like, I don't think that people, we like anyone really knows what they are until like 16.
They test.
It's like all about test. Yeah, but like, you know, you don't really know. Like,
if you're a guy and you kiss a girl, and your whole life, you know, you've been told, you know, guys and girls, especially for us, because we didn't really grow up in the time where all this shit was more accepted, right? And you kiss a girl, and you're like, that doesn't do anything for me, and you're not really getting turned on. But then
did you ever come out as heterosexual at a young age? No. Even when you kissed the girl? No. You're figuring shit out.
I was gay.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that, but that's kind of funny because
can I tell that story real quick? So
we used to. That was actually. I was gonna
say. Here's the scheme.
This is interesting.
So I really liked this girl in elementary school, and she had a very like good friend group of girls, and that's who they hung out with. So I thought that, I don't know why, I thought that my way into the friend group would be to tell them that I'm gay, so that like they would hang out with me more.
The classic scheme.
But obviously that horribly backfired. So like, I thought that I would do that, get close, and then I would tell her I like her and I'm not actually gay, and she would fall in love with me.
When you're a kid, you don't think...
You know what my nickname was, dude?
What?
Gay Tony. Bro, and that shit stuck for so long, bro. And, like, I promise you, like... Because that friend group, like, if I were to go home right now and say, like one of them might say, yo, Gay Tony. But, like, that's, like, the not friends that were still in the friend group. Like, they're not... Like, none of my real friends say that anymore. But... Yeah, that was bad. And then I told her I wasn't actually gay, but then nobody believed me. And I ran for president, and my slogan was "Vote for Happy Tony." Damn. It's so bad. I'm just
wow.
It's a good story.
Wow. I mean, listen, man. I feel like you should have told your friends, like,
I should have told them in advance, right? Yeah,
like told them, like, yo, I'm about to.
I'm not actually gay, but listen. But listen, I was in a weird
position.
No,
because if you told them, like, oh, I'm doing it to try to get with this girl, like.
Yeah.
They would have been like, oh shit, like, yeah. But, like, yeah, no, being gay was really stigmatized back when I was younger. Everyone used to joke around, call each other gay.
Yeah. But that's those just, different that was a time.
Different
yeah.
time, too. I mean, it's crazy that we're saying that now. We're on, but, like, I mean, it's getting to that point. I mean, how long has it been? It's been a long time, right?
So I got a question for you, Paul.
Yeah.
What matters more, the size of the wave or the motion of the ocean?
I mean, everyone knows what it is, and I'm not just saying this because I don't, I'm not like a...
I feel like anybody who says the motion of the ocean has a small cock.
Yeah, but here's... No, this is important to
that
mention.
Being said.
This is important to mention. I don't think I listen, I, and to be fair, like, if I do, like, whatever, right? But, listen, I think that... Because, obviously, this relates to, like, does size matter or not, right? This is almost the most popular answer I get. That... Even though, like... The motion, like, size matters to a certain degree, and then the motion of the ocean is, like, almost, like, important. Like
equally.
It's equally important. So, like, size matters to a certain degree, and then, like there is too big and too small.
Yes.
And then once you're in that category, it's like, okay, now do you know how to use it? Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like you're checking off the box of, like, are you in the range? Right, and then it's like, once you're in the range, do you know what to do? Like, if you have a penis on the smaller end, it's like, do you know how to, like, do? Like, do you know yes. what positions to do, how to do? If you have a penis on the bigger end, do you know actually how to fuck? Or are you just, like, do you just think, yeah, do you just think, like, oh, like, you know.
I agree. I think
it's, like, both are important.
Yeah, to a certain point, size matters. Like, if you're below 5 inches, so 4.99 inches yeah. or lower, then it matters. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, although I saw, like, a story... Kind of... Yeah, I agree. Although, like, I saw, like, some story about some... Like, this one girl who's, like, good-looking girl, like, talking on Barstool, and she was talking about how she fucked, like the smallest dick she ever fucked was, like, a 4-inch dick, and it was the best sex she ever had.
It also depends on the girls that you fuck, like, yeah. how deep her cervix is.
Yeah, that too. Like, a lot of times it depends on the woman, too. Because, like, some girls are, like, we'll see, like, for example, they'll see, like an 8-inch dick. And they'll be, like, some girls will be, like, oh, my God, that's, like, perfect. Or, like, I only do big dicks yeah. or whatever. And then there'll be other girls who see
those
an 8-inch.
Loose girls.
Then you see the 8-inch dick, and there's other girls who'll be, like, fucking scared, and they won't even,
it hurts.
Yeah, like it's such a, it's like a range, and
exactly.
then there's like,
so, but once you're in the range, yeah, it's like it's I feel like there it matters more.
I feel like if you're in between
your
I feel like if you're in between like 5 and like 7.5 or something like that, or 7,
I think 8's the cutoff.
I think 8's like the cutoff. I think anything bigger
above
than 8,
yeah,
you're like starting to get to like
dangerous territory.
I mean, there's women who like it,
yeah,
you know, but you're starting to get into like that day. I think if you're in the range of like five and eight, I think any majority of women are gonna take
yeah.
that.
I think obviously size matters, but how you fuck somebody is definitely more important. You know what I'm saying? If you're not, and there's so much more to sex than just your dick size.
Yeah.
Like, arousal based off yeah. of how you... Your body language and how you're communicating and depending on what they like and their kinks
yeah.
and shit like
well,
that.
Well, I think you'll agree that... Why... I'm gonna say this and I think you'll agree with me. I think that sex in a relationship is so much better than sex out of a relationship
yeah.
purely for this reason. And tell me if I'm wrong or not. Communication, number one.
Yes. They learn what you
yeah.
like, so you know how to please them more, which ends
yeah.
up having them please you more. You know, when you fuck somebody just once, like a one-night stand, it's like
you're just
yeah, you just do what you think is normal.
And I don't give a fuck how much you talk about, like, sex with the person before you do it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. You'll never, it's never the same as, like, you're in a relationship.
Yeah, and, months and, of sex. Yeah,
months of sex. Years. Talking, communicating. What do you like, learning what you don't about, like. Yeah.
You know?
You know, you learn about it. That's the thing. It's like.
And you're not changing the size of your dick, are you?
Yeah, exactly. But you can change the way you fuck. How you fuck. Like, you know, some dudes who might have a small dick might be, like, know how to make a girl, like, fucking
exactly
feel good versus like a dude.
Plus, you could fucking eat pussy like a champ.
That's another thing, right? I mean,
a lot of girls can't come well.
I mean, it depends. Now,
I was gonna say
it all depends.
It's harder for a girl to come through fucking than it is from eating them out because of the clit. Because when you're fucking a girl, you're not hitting the clit really. You know, you
yeah, might hit but there's their, ways their around that.
No, though, I know you can know. Hit their G spot and chip. No, but I'm talking. It's not impossible, but it's harder because when you're eating them out, you're going straight on the clit, and there's a lot of sensation.
Techniques to perform clitoral stimulation.
Yeah, no while, shit. But I'm saying if you don't while, use your hands or whatever, I'm just saying strictly fucking.
Let's use scientific terminology.
No, penis and vagina.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying like you know. Stimulation. Stimulation. What's another thing? What's another, like, good sexual, like...
Erection.
Arousal.
Arousal.
Arousal. When the man gets an erection.
Horny.
That's like...
That's a regular word.
Well, that's like aroused.
Aroused, yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, yeah, I think we...
You ever been hit with the perfect size dick comment? Oh, your dick is
perfect. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This, I was confused. Yeah. Yeah, I have. And obviously you could
are
take
it. Are you hurt
by it? No. I'm not hurt by it because I think this is what it, like, this is obviously the thing. It's like when a girl says you have the perfect size dick, it means like it's not big, which to a certain degree, I actually do believe.
Damn. Did you guys just hear that? Someone yeah. just fucking hit the yeah. gas outside.
Yeah, no. The he heard our conversation.
Yeah, for real.
No, like the I think like what it comes. I think it just relates back to what we were talking about just now. Like, I think that it probably means you're just in the range. I think, like you're in the range or you're in their range of like, you know, like
we said five
like,
to eight,
like 5 to 8, but probably like. We that range because I think anything above 7 would be considered like big in a girl's eyes unless she's like a size queen. You know, I'm
you don't
for the
think
average
above
girl.
6 is big.
That's also like another percentage.
The average size like, dick yeah. in America is like 5. Let's confirm. Fact check.
No, it's like yeah, it's like 5 point something. I don't know.
Erect penis.
Yeah.
And
well, they'll probably
yeah
between 5.1 and 5.5. Yeah, but just because you're above average, does I think 6 is above average, right?
Obviously, anything above 5.5.
Yeah, but I mean, like, hey, man, I mean, like, I think that all right. Well, I think most girls will say like 7
is big. Yes,
you know. So I mean, so if you're I think if they say perfect, I think it could mean like it's more for the range of like 6, you know, or something, right?
Yeah.
6, 5.5, 6. I think maybe I would say even to be honest, probably anything between 5 and 7.
Yeah,
I would say is more that range, and then it's like if you whether you please them or not. Like, I mean, if you have a girlfriend, ooh. I hope she's honest with you. You know, like a lot of times I feel like. They will be,
I have
you
a
know.
Question. You know how we are talking about like dick sizes as guys.
Yeah.
Do women talk about their vaginas in the same way?
No, I know that for a fact. Women do not talk about sex nearly as much as men. They're embarrassed
I know that,
about
but,
it.
But I'm saying like, but do they have that?
No, they will like, talk oh, about like, penis size.
Like my pussy looks
no,
like roast
they will,
beef.
They will talk about penis.
My pussy looks like.
I actually found this out. I'm not gonna say it. Because I realize it's probably I probably have I'm not gonna say it now. I don't know.
Moving on.
Maybe I should. I'm trying to think if like it's like. No, I think. All right. Okay. I'll say this though. I don't think like they don't talk about it because it's different for them, because they don't look down and see like you could. We could literally. We know the ins and outs of our penis. You know.
Yeah, but they might not. They talk don't go about like their pussy depth. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying they don't. A lot of them like. You have to see, like, they can't see their whole vagina.
I've seen a naked woman before.
We have. They haven't. What I'm saying is they don't...
You don't think they change with each other in the locker rooms?
Not as often as we do.
I disagree. I come the from
women's,
a different...
The women's soccer team always used to shower in their rooms.
Well, the women's lockers have blocked off showers, correct? Was that confirmed? I feel like I remember hearing that.
I don't know, but I know most of them don't even shower in there. I know that, you know, barring a few.
Really?
Most of them don't even shower. You don't ever see them walking out of the fucking wax sweaty as shit.
I don't know.
They always
I never really paid attention to shit like that.
After training, none of them shower.
But that could be just NJIT.
They don't. No, but that's most of them. They're not like us. Like, dudes will... I feel like... And you want to know what's funny? Like, before I came to NJIT, it was... And this is how all the freshmen... guys come in preseason are like you don't expect it, and then there's a locker room full of naked dudes around, and you're like you feel
had
a little
conversation with
you
Andrea
feel,
the other
you
day.
Feel a little weird, and then after like 3 days or so
it's whatever
you just
get
used
seeing,
to it. It's different
I went,
for
I went
guys
from seeing zero
yeah
dicks like in person
to like
to 30
to literally
in a day
to literally to literally to the point where like it, as like weird as this sounds, like I would probably be able to like I know what almost every guy on the team's dick looks like.
But it's
you know?
Not because it, and, it's
and it's
not,
not
because
like we're
staring at the
cop. No, you know what happens?
You're I'll sitting t- and
yeah.
the guy walks by
yeah,
and his
yeah,
dick's
yeah,
eye
yeah.
level,
like,
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
I've seen listen, when you're standing naked in front of someone, it's inevitable. It's almost inevitable. Like as has happened to me multiple times. I don't think my teammates are gay.
Yeah.
But if I'm standing there with my dick out just having a conversation with them, you obviously their eyes They're go but
yeah,
the little, you know what I mean, like a little glance, and yeah. it's like, what, who cares? Like, who
yeah.
cares? Like, they're not gonna sit, like, none of us are gonna sit there and fucking like, and we don't sit there and we don't like, it's weird. It's probably different if we just sit there and start talking about dicks,
well,
you know, like
we have,
yeah, we have. But
there
I'm not,
may or may not have been a guy on our team with a micro penis.
We won't mention names.
I really want to.
We know who it is.
Really
yeah, I would be down. We could really expose him here, but we won't. We won't. Don't say it. Don't say it. We can't do
I
that.
I know.
We can't go
do
there.
That.
But like, yeah, no. I mean, that's the thing. Like, obviously, like, you know, I think that. No, we did have
NJIT
that.
If you're part of NJIT men's soccer, back
you know
in the
exactly
day,
who.
You know exactly. Who
if you were
about.
Part of NJIT soccer, and like. Anyone up to like my freshman year will know who we're talking about.
Yeah, 2017 to 2018.
No, 2018 to 2019. So like,
well, he was my grade as well before you were there. I'm saying.
Well, that cuts it down, doesn't it?
Well, it could be anybody in that.
Yeah, because his ink. Well, anyone 2018 to 2019 would know. A lot of guys transferred out that year, so everyone knows.
Yeah.
It's tougher to. But you'll know who it is.
We've narrowed down. It definitely narrows it down. Do your research. You may or may not figure it out.
I feel like everyone who would know, who's listening, and who would
yeah,
know
everyone
that,
who's listening
yeah,
would probably
would
knows.
Know. Even like yeah,
except for Juan's friends.
Yeah, but I mean, well, we can show you guys.
What do you mean show?
Like no, we'll tell them who it is. Like.
If
we just don't want to say it
on
low, air.
Yeah, don't want to put them on blast.
Yeah, we'll say it on. We won't say it on air, but
we're reaching the hour. But I want to tell this story.
All right, say it. Say it.
When did you get introduced to jerking off?
Introduced or when did I do it for the first time?
When did you do it for the first time?
I feel like it's like the same time. It was seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yeah.
That's mad late.
Yeah, seventh grade, and I
think mine.
Seventh grade, and I did it by mistake.
Fourth.
What? Fourth.
So I'm chilling. This is the story. So I'm chilling on the bus, right? I'm chilling on the bus.
Oh wait, you were introduced, and that's when you did it.
Same day, I went home and did it. I got told of its existence, and I had to try it. So
wait, from that point on, though, were you like, you did it all the time? Because like when I did it, seventh grade, that was
but
it.
But no, this
that
is
was
the story. Start. This is the story. This is what I have to share with you and everybody else. So, shout out Jordan Safran. He's a fucking doctor now. Crazy. Chilling on the bus, and this kid just introduced me. Like, have you ever heard of masturbating? But you know why? Because they told me a joke. Like, what do you call someone who's really good at fishing? Or I forget what the joke is. They're called a masturbator. And I was like...
Yeah, you didn't.
Like, I didn't. Like, everyone started laughing, and like I was kind of laughing with them, but I didn't really understand. So I was like, "What do you mean a masturbator?" And they're like, "Like, you know, masturbation." And I'm like, "No, like, what are you talking about?"
And dudes get so excited when he's like,
"What?" And he starts telling me about it, and he's like, "Oh, you just gotta fucking, you know, flick your dick around, and you start stroking it, and after a while, it feels really good, and you fucking come." And I'm like, "Oh wow, okay." So I go home. And I do it, and I orgasm, but I don't come.
I feel like that's...
So, I did it a few times afterwards, and I still wasn't coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, I thought there was something wrong with me. Maybe it's because I was too young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's probably what it comes
which maybe
comes
what it
to.
Was. And I forget what age I was when this happened or how long after it took. But, bro, the first time I did it, or the one time that I was doing it, I won't go into detail, but I fucking did it. And I felt it come out of my dick. And it splattered on my hand.
Yeah.
And I just got so excited. I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Bro, you're mad young. No wonder. Yeah, dude. Mad you probably young. Didn't produce enough fucking sperm at that age.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, like for me, no, it was a mistake. It was like seventh grade. I was in bed and I was like, just like playing around my dick. Like I wasn't even doing anything. I was just laying there and I just started playing. Like for some reason, I was just getting antsy. Like, you know, like sometimes you just... Like I just, like, would like, stick... I had, like, a bad habit of, like, sticking my hand in my pants just, like, playing around my dick. And, like, I just was playing with it. And then, like, I didn't realize that I was doing... Like, I was jerking off, but, like, not really. And then all of a sudden, like, I nutted. And I almost got scared because it was, like,
this
crazy sensation. It just in my bed.
Oh, you're chilling. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, like, it was, like, late at night. And I remember, and like my obviously, like it went all over like my underwear and stuff. And I was like,
"What the fuck just happened?"
I was like, "Holy shit,
that
was insane!"
Did you not know about it prior?
I didn't realize. I knew what it was, but I didn't realize that I did it in the moment. And then I think that's why, like, I was like, but I realized I was like, "Oh fuck!" Like if I do that, like that's the feeling I can get.
Yeah.
So then, like,
hooked.
Like then, like it was like a week later, and then like, it was like. I just started doing it, and I was addicted. Like, started pouring everything. Addicted.
Yeah.
Like, and that lasted for years.
Years.
Years of daily enjoyment. Now, obviously, I don't do it anymore, because, you know.
Yeah.
It's not good for you, but, you know.
It's now time to go.
From the deep.
I have no clue. I think we have a comment. Maybe a couple, actually.
No, I don't know.
Yes, wait. No, because we talked about Miller's.
No,
last
not on
time.
This one, yeah.
No comments. No from the deep.
No, although we... I mean, you know, the class... I mean, last episode, we kind of...
We went over both.
Yeah. We went over two.
I mean, I have a from the deep.
Yeah.
My girlfriend did not like last episode. Sorry.
If she's listening...
She is.
Well, here's what I'll say.
I'm sorry. All right?
You want to know what my response to him was? I was like... I go... So, well, you know, I could say this because I don't care if she gets mad at me. I go, one word. Women. That's all I said. Because that's true. You know.
I mean, listen. I get it.
But... Don't dig yourself into a deeper hole now. Right. We're sorry that we got into those details, Andrea.
Hopefully we didn't say anything too controversial today.
I hope. Yeah, I don't think we did. I think that it'll be funny for women. I encourage women to please listen to our episode today because it's really...
I don't think they're going to find it entertaining at all. This is more of a...
Yeah, guys, like, yeah, but, like, girls will be, well, they'll definitely, I'll tell you what, they'll formulate an opinion on it, that's for sure. So, please, if you don't feel comfortable commenting, please DM us
what you think. Yes, and if you want to remain anonymous, tell us as well, so we'll just say the question, comment, whatever.
In reference, we will, or will not, give you a shout-out if you don't want to
be. If you don't want it, you don't get it.
But we will discuss what happened and what you said. And your feedback, because it'll be much appreciated, you know. And we, yeah, that's pretty much it. So we please,
love you guys. Please comment or DM. Please
comment, DM,
whatever. Or text us.
Yeah, give us, reach out to us. I mean, I'm not going to shout out everyone who texts me, but if you want to be shouted out, you just text us. Let us know. You know, well,
yeah, if you give us a good comment over a text, give you a shout.
Yeah, but if you comment, it doesn't matter how shitty it is, we'll shout you out.
Have to, because this. Is Too Deep Podcast. Follow us on Instagram.
Till next week.
Yay, 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 yay.